it is still so different from anything else you learn in school, whether it's secondary school or college, and maybe even other graduate schools. It's the difference between not jumping to a conclusion and being first to raise your hand, but to be able to defend your conclusion against, you know, penetrating questions and what ifs and the hypotheticals, and to realize that the visceral answer is frequently not the right answer, and that you have to reason your way through. All the time I was teaching, I would have my students read what I consider one of the best treatises on the educational process of law schools, Edward Levy's Introduction to Legal Reasoning. It's a thin little pamphlet, takes about three or four doctrinal movements in the United States, vicarious liability and the Mann Act and a couple others like that, and shows how the cases developed the doctrines and how they got to where they got to. And as I said, I used to make my students read it simply because I didn't know, and I still don't know, any other better way to explain how a lawyer should reason his or her way to a conclusion about a question.